Oh, namaste, beloved one, and welcome to the voice of passionate action. I am Kira Raw.
And I am Sri Ram Ka, and we are indeed delighted to be with you right now.
And we are still in. Do you feel it? Do you feel the energy of that extraordinary full moon that we all just went through? This was a red moon, a full lunar eclipse, an opportunity to dive deep into the connection. And remember, we've now gone on the flip side of this peak spin energy into kind of like this nice, slow, yet very decided slide into this August 30 retrograde, which we're going to talk a whole bunch about next week. So make sure you're with us on next week's show. Today, let's talk about what's going on with telepathy or remote viewing, because there is a lot of information and misinformation that's going on out there. It ties into everything that's happening. There is a lot to be discussing. And before we go any further, remember, you can join our conversation or you can call in and ask for a mini soul reading. Just go ahead and call us
at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And remember, as one call clears, a line opens for you to call in. So don't be frustrated if you hear a busy signal. Just listen to the show. And when a caller is complete, that means a line frees up. And we'd love to hear from you.
You know, it seems that every week, everybody who gets through, it's always the perfect week. And remember, you can always send us an email as well. You can send those emails to guest, that's just guest, at shriandkiraradio.com. Again, that's guest at shriandkiraradio.com. So Shri, let's jump in, because this is a big, big topic.
Well, it is indeed, you know, and telepathy is a natural state of conscious connectivity. And remote viewing is a way of focusing consciousness in order to gather information. The thing is that we all have the capacity for both. And oftentimes people are attracted to remote viewing because it seems to peel back the veil. It seems to look beyond the mysteries. Remote viewing was fairly popular some years ago. I really don't know the state of how that is right now. However, one thing I want you to just to give us all the same languaging, remote viewing is the capacity to tune in to a person or a place outside of your direct physical experience and feel or sense or see, with quotes around it, what's going on there. And to feel, sense, or see what's going on there means that we're using our natural intuitive or clairvoyant abilities for a defined purpose.
Yet, what is that purpose? And can it be manipulated? This is a very powerful subject. You know, for many, many, many years, Sri and I have been very, very blessed to have a beautiful friendship with Bill and Nancy Burns. And you guys might know Bill Burns from the show UFO Hunters. As a matter of fact, a lot of people know it was his wife, Nancy, that actually created that show. And goodness knows they have not gotten enough credit for what they started. But everything you see today springs from UFO Hunters and Bill and Nancy Burns. Everything on the History Channel that has to do with that genre. And if you go into our archive, search for Bill's name, Bill Burns, because he's been on our show many, many times. As a matter of fact, we always have Bill back at least once a year. And the reason I'm mentioning his name is we were blessed to have some very powerful information shared with us from him about how remote viewing has been used in ways that were, you know, it's kind of like the scientist with the benevolent idea and then the military gets a hold of it.
Well, that's true, because remote viewing is an extension of consciousness that is outside the realm of ordinary consciousness. It's outside of the realm of most people's development. However, once it is refined, remote viewing could make you a highly effective spy.
Exactly.
Or perhaps a highly effective healer.
The question is how it's applied. Now, you might be saying, well, okay, where does this come into the discussion about what's happening on our planet right now? Well, wow. Remember, let's go back and talk about what's happening in 2016. So let's take a moment and let's just digress, all right? Let's digress and talk about the fact that we are in a very powerful ascension period. Remember, it started in 2015. It's a seven-year window. It's going from 2015 to 2022. During this time, everything is being amplified. Now, we are in this moment where the Earth has twinned.
And the twinning Earth means that the frequencies of the third dimensional Earth and the fifth dimensional Earth were originally overlaid, and now they're separating into two distinct earthly experiences.
And this has already happened, yet it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, you've seen this happen. Also, if you've been following the rest of the revelations we've been offering, and every month we offer these, go to our YouTube channel, simply Official Sri and Kira. If you're not a subscriber, subscribe. That way you get these monthly things right on time every month. But every month we've been talking about how these energies have been shifting and moving, and the opening of the planetary divine galactic blueprint and the Matronian star. Remember that the five-pointed Matronian star is fully open and has been spinning and just reached its peak crescendo. Now imagine a spring, right? You wind it, wind it, wind it, wind it, wind it, wind it, wind it. And it keeps winding and winding and winding. But the minute you hit its peak moment and let go,
it unwinds.
Woo! And
it releases energy.
Exactly. And with force, right? So that's what's happening. The Matronian star, it's not stalled right now, but we're in a moment where this couple weeks, these last 2 weeks of August, before we hit August 30th, August 30th, everything starts another spin. But right now, it's kind of in that peak wind moment. So everything that has been gathering has been building, building, building. That includes your intuitive ability. That includes your perceptions and your abilities to see between the veil. So this is why it's extremely important to be having this conversation right now, because many people, and Sri and I are so blessed. I mean, we were just with clients again this morning. Many people are asking, what the heck? You know, I'm getting messages, but are they real? I'm getting messages. Or, hey, I feel like somebody's spying on me. I feel like somebody's looking at me. What the heck is going on?
Well, there is a possibility that you're not crazy, that indeed there is a presence in the room. The thing about remote viewing is that when you or someone projects their consciousness, wherever they're projecting it, it can be felt.
Exactly.
The recipient can notice it.
Exactly. And there is a difference, a distinct difference between our spiritual intuitive nature and the honing of a remote viewing process. Now, Sri and I want to give you an example. Way back when, although it's not that long ago, about 12 years ago, when Sri and I were living at Tosa Ranch, New Mexico, you know, we had a lot of visitors, and I'm talking about those that are not informed, show up at Tosa Ranch, and many of them did not have the kindest intentions. And we went through a period where we would be, our dinner table was arranged. We lived in a very beautiful, authentic, very, very old adobe home. And we were out, you know, we were way out in rural New Mexico. And out on our ranch, we would be sitting at dinner. And it was very distracting because we became aware of a being. At first, we didn't really pay much attention to it. But this person, and we're going to use that word, would show up every night at our front door and stare and watch us eat dinner. And then we noticed that the energy kept getting more, I guess the word would be negative.
Mm-hmm. There was the word is mal energy, malicipent kind of energy.
Yeah.
The thing is that not everybody is going to sense when someone is thinking about them or projecting consciousness.
Exactly. But this was a remote viewer that had taken it upon themselves to intrude. And we talk about this today because it's a very strong blessing that we went through this experience, because once we became aware that this was not a disincarnate being, this was not a fourth dimensional being that was lost. This was an intentional act by someone who was intentionally harnessing the process of remote viewing to, quite frankly, spy on us, to peek on us. And so we were able to learn a process to say goodbye and put up a shield to say no more. And remember, if you want to talk about this or you want to ask for a mini soul reading today, you can call. Just call right in and we're happy to assist you with that. However, what I want you to hear from this story is that the reason we are sharing it with you is because you have the capacity to be in the process of divine viewing for good, but you need to hone your spiritual discernment. You know, many, many years ago, when Sri and I used to be out on what we call the circus circuit,
yes.
Which is, and forgive us, guys, truly no judgment, but we're talking about all those New Age shows, you know, those New Age expos that pop up all over the planet. You know, please remember, guys, those are for-profit events. Everyone that's speaking there is bought and paid for. It goes to the highest bidder. The backdoor negotiations would just, honestly, it made us so... It was so incompatible with who we were that we made a conscious choice to no longer be a part of that scene. And I will never forget, we were in New York. We were featured. We were appearing at an event there, a very large event. And I'll never forget, one of the people there made a big thing about, join my remote viewing class so you can learn how to spy on your loved ones.
Now, to spy on your loved ones or to find out if that man is cheating on you or et cetera, these are appealing to basic human emotions.
Root chakra.
And not grounded in the heart, and will often receive a lot of distorted views in the remote viewing sense. I went to a remote viewing training many years ago and met a man that was conducting that training who used to work for the military. And there was a period where the military had a very active remote viewing program. Now, their intention was to harness people who were gifted, clairvoyantly gifted, in order to focus them on targets of military interests.
Now, take that in, guys. Remember, a benevolent experience being militarized.
And what he shared with me is that in their training, and they had, you know how the military, when they decide to make a training, they study it, they create a manual, they had a book, a formula, and he trained and offered that formula to us. And it was very scientific, very thorough, and it only worked if you were in a place of an open third eye. If you had that intuitive capacity, it would hone it. Now, the thing is, their idea of a target was a place or person of interest. And that place could be where is a secret meeting being held. You know, we don't know where it is, but we know the people that will be there. And the remote viewer was asked to kind of track the energy of those people and find an address where they were. They had mixed results on this, because whenever you leave something open, meaning track someone and find an address, there is an effort on the part of the viewer to perform well. And that's an egocentric effort. It's saying, I must behave well. I must produce results. And in that effort to produce results, oftentimes unwittingly, things are fabricated. So that actually goes on every time we seek information about another person. It's our emotional interest in that other person will color what we notice. It will influence what we see. And oftentimes what we see or notice isn't 100%. It doesn't mean it doesn't have elements of accuracy. It means it's colored or shaded by our desires. Versus the intuitive capacity that comes with a state of spiritual attainment that is grounded in love, When we relax, we meditate, we're in love, we're non-attached, we're not seeking anything for fame or gain. And that information oftentimes is highly accurate because it's a gift of grace. And it's a gift of the universe saying, pay attention to this, notice this.
Well, you know, that is so true. And as we're paying attention, we want to take a moment and acknowledge some of our people that have written into us and our callers. We'll be getting to them shortly. And remember, you can get in the queue by giving us a buzz. But I want to just read an email, Sri. This came in from Rebecca in the UK. And her email is simply, Namaste, Sri and Kira. Thank you both for your amazing work and radio show, which I drink in every Sunday at 8 p.m. Because remember, she's in the UK. It is a weekly highlight. I'm in the escalator. So we know she's talking about the Ascension Escalator. I did Navigating the Inner Matrix and the Abundance course recently with you both. They were amazing, and I still do the practices daily. Thank you. I feel like my life is taking off after what seemed like a very dark, long tunnel. As I am in the UK, I can't ring into the radio show, so please, please, can I have a mini soul reading, Kira? Thank you so much. Infinite blessings, Rebecca. Well, Rebecca, of course you can, and thank you for writing. And Rebecca also wrote me again, and Rebecca, we got both of your emails. And Angel, the reason I wanted to save it for right now today is because a lot of your reading has to do about your intuitive nature and trusting your intuitive nature. And, you know, for all of you listening right now, the reading I'm about to give Rebecca may actually apply to you as well. So Rebecca, Angel, what I want you to first do is bring your hands to your heart. And as you bring your hands to your heart, I want you to relax your shoulders. And then I'm very clearly hearing balance the first and fifth chakra. So take those hands from your heart, put one on your first chakra, one on your throat, your fifth chakra, and begin to relax into your breath. Because you have been receiving incredibly clear and accurate messages, yet there has been this, they're calling it a tunnel of distinct energy that has cut the tie for divine connection. And so they're actually all of these amazing angels are flying around you right now. And they all keep saying the same thing, breathe and balance, breathe and balance. And that as you balance and breathe into the first chakra, that will bring you stability, reassurance, safety, and clarity. And then as you breathe that up into the fifth chakra, you will be able to be clear with your truth, speak your truth, live your truth, and manifest your truth. They're saying there's nothing else you need to do except bring the two together to be able to release that which you have been carrying on your shoulders for a long time, which is why they started with you with your hands on your heart and dropping the shoulders. So my angel, thank you so much. And you know, you did Navigating the Inner Matrix with us and the Abundance class with us. Truly, you have the tools that you need. Just put them into effect. Let them move forward and everything will work together flawlessly. I promise you, my love. Thank you so much. And I'm so glad you're listening to us over there in the UK at 8 o'clock at night. We love you so much.
Many blessings. You know, one thing I want to share, and we were talking a little bit about the nature of remote viewing, and I want to transition slightly because the stories help people understand, help us all understand. And here's the story I'd like to share with you very briefly. 15 or more years ago, whatever 1997 was.
We won't look at that. Almost 20, Angel.
I was working at the Still Point Institute, which was founded by Carolyn Mace and Meredith Young Sowers. Now, these women had just really wonderful intuitive skills. And Carolyn Mace, as many of you know, is a medical intuitive and kind of wrote the book on medical intuition. And Meredith took that work and refined it into a science to teach others. What I learned while I was there as a student, and then they invited me back to be a teacher to help others learn this, is that medical intuition, in a sense, is remote viewing into the body.
Now, consider that, guys.
remote viewing, projecting your consciousness into your client's body to look at how it is. Now, to say look is a little bit misleading because some people get very clear visual information. Others, like me, receive energetic information, a sense of how the energy is flowing. Is it vibrating or is it flowing? Is it static or does it have a color? And the differences of textures between a liver and its connected tissue, for example. What a healthy nervous system feels like as opposed to a nervous system that has Parkinson's. Those kinds of things are in the realm of medical intuition. Well, here's the thing I really want to share with you. When we look at a client, we do so because the client has asked us to help them. The client has given us permission to step into their space. Because you, beloved ones, are sovereign. Your space, starting with your body and continuing into your aura, that's your domain. And when others intrude upon your space in a way that's unkind, unloving, and without your permission, you have the right to say no, the right to say no more. And this is where the distinction between what we're calling remote viewing and medical intuition, you know, there's a very clear line there. Because in the medical intuitive viewing, it's an act of love, an act of service, and an act under agreement with the recipient. So it was after studying medical intuition that I went to this former military trainer I was curious, what's the difference between remote viewing and what I was doing? And I learned really there was no difference. I just learned another technique for doing it, and I discovered the truth that remote viewers are not always coming from a place of love.
And this is, I just want to interrupt you here because I want you guys to be able to hear this. I just want to share one thing with you. Anyone that has ever had a reading with Sri's healing sessions, his reading sessions are off the charts accurate, off the charts successful. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to Official Sri and Kira, click on, you'll see it, Private Time with Sri and Kira. Go look at the reading Sri does. They're freakishly accurate. And the key is because he has this loving intention. His sacred intention has only one thing, your healing, the divine service of your experience. And so when he literally remote views, it's like, you know, many years ago, there was a movie about the guy that went into the body, you know. And so when he does that, there is this precious gift. It's a sacred connection versus a violation. And this is where your spiritual discernment needs to be honed.
Because remote viewing can be done with love, and I wouldn't call it remote viewing at that point.
Well, see, but that's the key. It's not remote viewing at that point. At that point, it's generosity.
It's a participative healing experience.
Exactly.
And so the last little bit before we take our break here today that I want to share with you, and then we're going to take some calls and have some more fun about these topics, is ties into the telepathy conversation.
And this is an important conversation.
You know, when I work with clients, oftentimes there is a session of just feedback on what is seen and recommendations on what to do or for your health and harmony. Oftentimes there's a continuing healing agreement where we'll meet together or I'll do a remote healing for the person. It's very interesting that if I tell a client, I'm going to do a healing for you this evening, and then tomorrow we'll talk. Oftentimes on the tomorrow we'll talk, the person will say, I felt you at about 9 p.m.
Or they'll actually tell us, I saw you, which
or
does not surprise me.
I saw you in the
room. Yeah, I saw you, and here's what you said to me.
And it all depends on how, you know, that person's development of their intuitive abilities. However, just the fact that I felt you or I noticed a shift in my energy or I saw you, and to confirm that that happened at the hour I was working with their energy field 2,000 miles away is one of those miracles of the universe that reminds us all that we are connected. We are in a fabric that you can call it time and space. You can call it the quantum field. However, There is no separation.
Well, and you know, this is really the magic, if you want to use that word, the magic of the rishis, the magic of the gurus, the bi-location experience that is very real, very tangible. You know, Sri and I are very aware of moments where we're in two places at once. And this is due to the years of working with the intuitive blessing of divine connection. Every being on the planet, my angels, every one of you listening has the capacity to do this. However, we're living in this goopy soup, right? We're living in the goopy soup of the planetary thought body. And we know that the planetary thought body is very, very goopy. And right now, there's a lot of toxicity that has been going around, and it's cluttering a lot of people. However, what I mean by that is all of the ancient mystical practices are there for you. You are capable of doing them all. And this is why, especially in the energy of what's happening on the planet right now, in September, the end of September, early October, it's three Saturdays in a row, Sri and I are offering a program where we will be able to teach you these ancient mystical practices to free this toxicity and ignite your intuition, ignite the ability for you to be able to, let's just say, remote view with the sacred heart. And imagine knowing that your life is so free and that you are so clear that every message you get is spot on. That's the gift that we have been instructed to share with the planet.
Transforming toxicity means that we are not allowing ourselves to be muddied or cluttered by free-floating emotional energy, by reactivity, by the pain and trauma going on around us on the planet.
It also means we're protected from others who may be trying to spy on us.
That's true. And so when we are able to discern the difference, when we're able to reside in our ascended heart, in our ascended energy, then all energy can be transmuted and all experiences can become joy.
And the gift of the thrive in that moment is that your telepathic beloved nature is thriving. Your clarity, everything is so, it's like, wow, it's like connect the dot, connect the dot, connect the dot, connect the dot. So truly, my loves, this program is so affordable. I mean, it's very, very affordable. I don't want to use the word cheap because it's got incredible value, but it's very, very inexpensive as far as dollars are concerned for the Shakti exchange. We're really just doing it for the amount of an energetic exchange because you must have the energetic exchange to receive the blessing. So go to SriandKira.com. Right on the homepage, you'll see Thrive and Transform Toxicity. Learn about this. Join us. We are filling fast. So make sure you get on the website. Make sure you register. Get there today. Go check it out because this is part of the tangible step you can take to shift what's going on right now because there's a lot of free-floating, let's just say, not so benevolent energy going on out there. And we're going to talk about that right after this break. We're going to talk about what Bill Burns warned us about was coming into the planet several years ago. That is happening right now. We're going to show you how you can take charge of this energy with your own intuition. And we're going to talk to some amazing callers.
We'll be right back to talk more with you after this message.
Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home and on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. And then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember. Allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriandKira.com. That's SriandKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We are delighted that you are listening right now. And beloved ones, we're discussing remote viewing, telepathy, and what you might need to know about these topics in order to live a life that is untouched by fear and ever connected to your ascended truth.
In every single way, indeed. You know, especially with what's going on the planet right now. You know, I want to go back. Earlier in the show, we were talking about how many years ago, that we have been very, very blessed for many years to be friends with Bill and Nancy Burns. And Bill Burns, as you guys might know him from, Bill has done so much. He wrote The Day After Roswell. He is an incredible being on the planet, very active in helping people get the truth. He is, if anybody has a passion about people getting the truth, God knows Bill does. And I really respect and honor him for that. And one of the conversations that we have had with Bill more than once, and again, go to the archives of our show, just look for Bill Burns and listen to any show he was on, is that there is a vast misinformation campaign out there for you to essentially doubt yourself. Now, I'm not going to go through all of the misinformation campaigns, but of course, Bill was talking about them in context of misinformation about your cosmic heritage, misinformation about alien contact or UFOs and what's really happening there, misinformation about remote viewing and the way remote viewing is being used. And the reason I want to start here and talk about this is because when we doubt ourselves, we open up the portal to be interfered with. And this is another reason why we're so passionate about this program we're doing at the end of September, because if all the toxicity around you is not cleared, you are quite frankly a light bulb for interference.
To be a light bulb for interference means that the unconscious fear in your life serves as a Velcro to allow you to be guided in a less respectable way. I was going to say to allow you to be manipulated, but for many people...
But that's what a lot of remote viewers want to do.
It is. It's the degree to which you are aware of the fear operating in your life, of this energetic soup that is affecting you. Because remember, beloveds, we mentioned the twinning Earth, the third dimensional Earth and the fifth dimensional Earth. Well, in the third dimensional Earth, you have more of the same old energies of power, dominion, fear, control, and those issues. We are at a place where either you're moving into the fifth dimensional Earth, which respects the autonomy and the divinity of each being, or you're moving kind of back into the good old days, you might put quotes around that, where the fundamentalist orientations are more prevalent. And there are those powers that be are seeking to kind of group more and more people into that arena.
Well, and you know, without getting, we do not want to take this show into where it starts sounding like conspiracy theories and all that. However, consider all the chemtrails and all the chemicals that are being dumped. Wouldn't it make it a whole lot easier if some of those were markers for remote viewers to find people or energy streams? So we're just putting it out there that there's a lot going on. However, you are powerful. You have, bar none, the most amazing intuitive filter on the planet.
And you are sovereign.
Exactly.
You are a divine being having your human experience. None of this stuff can touch you as long as you reside in your divinity and stop preoccupying or focusing on the controversies around us. And so what we're going to do is say hello to some callers. We're going to begin at line 2 and welcome Debbie from New York.
Namaste, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm a first-time listener and a first-time caller.
Wow. Congratulations
for
getting through.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel.
I was looking at BBS, and I was just drawn to the show today, right at the right time. and I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading.
Oh, absolutely, Debbie. You know, first and foremost, I just want to share with you, and I'm just smiling, because all of these beautiful spirit beings around you are clapping. And they're clapping because you're a first-time caller and a first-time listener, and there are people around the planet going, "You lucky girl," because you got through and you're able to get, you know, we're having this connection today. And the reason I'm sharing that is this is why all those beings around you are clapping. They're saying, pay attention. It's all changing. It's like everything, you know, here we are talking about your intuition and you followed your intuition. You know, here we are talking about the ability to receive messages and you got the message. And so the message, the clearest message, all of these, and you have a very beautiful group around you, want you to hear today is they're saying, smile, stand up, and dance, because from this moment forward, everything is shifting. They're saying that you've been putting a lot of things in motion. They're all going to start coming forward now, and just keep trusting yourself and keep watching how things are going to just start click, 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 click. And within the next 4 months, it's like everything has come together in a way that is, I guess the only word I want to give to you is just beautiful, just incredibly beautiful. So the key for you is to keep following, paying attention, following, notice and say thank you for every serendipitous gift that is coming your way right now, because there's a lot of them. And so I am just so excited that we had the opportunity to say hello to you today. Thank you so much for calling.
I can't wait to visit the website.
Thank you, Angel. We can't wait for you to do that too. Feel our arms around you. We
thank
love you,
you so much.
Thank you. Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Well, you know, we have the most amazing listeners on the planet, and it's never an accident who calls and who gets through, and we have so many beautiful people waiting. So, Sri, why don't we go and say hi to Jenny in Virginia. Hey, Jenny, namaste.
Hi, namaste. This is Jenna.
Oh, Jenna, my apologies, sweetheart. Well, we are so glad you're here.
Hi. Oh my gosh. I love you guys so much. You've just been such an amazing rock. And I just come back to you guys every time whenever I need that anchoring in my ascendant heart to really, you know, sometimes you catch yourself doing density really, really, really well. And then you're like, okay, it's time to regroup and to restart again. And that's where I am. I just felt like such an amazing shift in my life. And I actually canceled a trip that I was going to do, and now I'm going to be doing something else, which I'm really excited for. But yeah, just really potent energies, and it's just been pretty incredible and chaotic at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if I could get a mini soul reading, please. It'd be an honor.
It's our honor, Jenna, and I'm just listening to you. My heart is just so big around you, and Sri is just sitting here with the biggest smile. We are so proud of you for canceling the other trip. You really needed to do that, number one. I just want to offer you that. You don't need our reassurance on that, but boy, was that the right thing to do. And the piece that is most important to offer you right now is that they keep showing me your feet on sand. And what's happening is that, you know, when we walk on sand, we make an impression. And they're saying that, remember, everything you're doing right now and everyone who you're interacting with, you are leaving your footprints. You are leaving your impression. And they're saying that whether you know it or not, you matter a lot. That your energy is radiating a presence right now that is having a profound effect on more people than you are even aware of. And that all of that is going to come back to you in a very, the word they're saying is a very divine way. In your case, it looks like by around October. And so you want to, they're saying, wake up in the morning and ask yourself, how would a queen walk? How would a queen face these issues? How would a queen say hello? But remember, she is the benevolent queen, because a benevolent queen is a servant. She is the one who lets the ego drop, the service come forward in the full empowerment of her beauty. And that's you, my love. So I'm so grateful you got through today.
Wow, that's so spot on. And I'm just it's funny. I have your cards of clarity, and that really helped me with the decision of my trip canceling. And it was like, it was just amazing. And I just love you guys so much. And I'm just sending you so much love and many blessings.
Oh, many blessings to you, Jenna. And I really celebrate you using the cards of clarity. Aren't they crazy accurate?
I love it. I love it. And I signed up for your thriving and the toxicity class as well. I just go to all your classes.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. We're applauding. You're going to love this class. So we'll look forward to connecting with you in class at the end of September. Many blessings, Angel.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You too.
Thank you. Namaste.
Beautiful indeed. And thank you for calling. You know, it does warm our hearts to chat with people who are touching in and taking responsibility for their lives.
Well, and every week, every caller is always perfect. And let's go. We have so many people holding. Let's just go to another line.
We're going to do that. Let's head to line one, and we'll say hello to Deshaun from Texas.
Namaste, beautiful Deshaun.
Hi, friend Carl. I'm so glad I got through. I was calling just, I had two questions. In the past few weeks, I've been dealing with this like weird energy in my room, and I was just calling to ask, is it disincarnate beings or remote viewers that I'm dealing with? And also, since you guys were talking about the UFOs and a lot of that disclosure, I was watching Cosmic Disclosure with Corey Gold and David Wilcock, and I was wondering if you guys have also heard about that.
Well, here's first and foremost, I want to talk about what's going on in your room. Okay. There is in your energy field right now, I want you to, if it's possible, and I'm going to do this with you, Angel. I want you to take your right hand and I want you to put it on your heart. I want you to take your left hand and I'm kind of, maybe Shri can describe, I'm kind of contorting it around.
She's
so
reaching
that,
behind on her the backside of the heart chakra.
And then it's actually the back of my hand so that the palm is visible. So it's almost like one hand, right? I have my hand on my heart, center of my heart in the front. And then I have this other hand behind me with the palm. So it'd be like as if my right hand had gone straight through my back. And I'm doing this with you, and if possible, I want you to sit as straight as you can or stand up, and you're going to want to repeat this process often, and I want you to take in a deep breath. Let's go in together, take in a deep breath, and we're going to blow it out, whoo, and release the hands. Now, we're going to switch hands and do the same thing again, so the left hand will be on the center of the heart, the right hand will be in the back. We're going to take in a nice deep breath. And we're going to let it out, whoo, and blow it out. And now I want you to shake out your arms. You had, it's interesting, it was like a teeny tiny little, the only word I can give you is like homing device. So is this a remote viewer? Is this a disincarnate? It's almost like it's both. And the key is that if, and you probably won't, but if you notice this energy again, do this practice I just gave you and command it out, letting it know it is no longer welcome. And that's as quick and as easy as this is going to go away. And that for today is the message you need to hear, that you have the ability to command the light. And in many ways, this has been a gift for you, a very divine gift. And the other piece I want to share with you is, Angel, you have an incredible cosmic crystalline lineage. And, it, you know, it's funny, down here at Terra Nostra, we get a lot of those beautiful cosmic visitors and crystalline ignitions. And so it's important for you to stay in the purity of that. So pay attention to the purity of it. Pay attention to what you're merely fascinated with versus what's really resonating with your heart. Smile often, dance as long as you can, and keep moving forward. It's a really beautiful moment of revelation for you. Next few months are going to be incredible. Leading up to Christmas, you're going to have a very powerful December. So I want you to take in a big breath on that one too.
And now you had asked about the TV show and such, and we're not going to be addressing that today because each person is entitled to their own opinion. The thing to remember is that your heart knows the way. As you move into the crystalline nature of your truth, the what's going on in the outer world, what's going on in other people's opinions becomes less important. And ultimately, each of us must make our own decisions. If we rely only on what others say, we disempower our connection. If we use our connection to bring discernment, to help us choose who to have a conversation with, then we grow. And it is that simple. So, beloved one, do the exercise that Kira shared with you and just see what happens.
And
just
claim,
watch.
Yeah, claim your crystalline cosmic connection just by smiling and dancing with it. And I'm so glad you got through today. Many blessings, Deshaun.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so glad for that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Angel. We love you. Namaste. You know, Sri, let's go ahead. Before we run out of time, let's sneak another caller in.
Well, we can do that. We're going to head to line 4 and say hi to Casey from New York.
Namaste, beloved Casey. Welcome.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed the show, and I think it's meaningful. I got through.
Yes.
I love a mini soul reading, and the topic also, I kind of wonder if me and my partner are the subject or object of some remote viewing or evil entities. So much has been going wrong in this apartment here with water and water filtering and a lot of crazy things.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah, you know, Casey, thank you for calling. First and foremost, wow, are you protected? I just want you to hear that, and I want to offer you that reassurance on every level. You are a powerful being. I mean, you are seriously powerful. Now, the reason you got through today, I'm just digging it so much, is this totally ties into what we're talking about. It's interesting. This is a being that is really trying to just kind of mess with your head. This being is more of a telepathic being. It doesn't look tied to somebody that's actually in body right now. However, they work. And they've recently passed. They passed within the past 5 years. But they're like how do I describe this? It's like almost like a little I don't want to use the word playful because that's not it, but it's kind of like a, oh yeah, you think you're so powerful? Watch this kind of energy. And so very similar to the energy that we were just sharing with Deshaun, it's very important for you. If you have any sea salt, like coarse, I want you to get some really nice, high quality, coarse ground sea salt and put some like a little line at your windows, a little bit under your sink, and leave it there for a week, and this energy is going to be repelled by it. And the other thing is, you want to burn some white candles in the four corners of the apartment, and then sit with your partner and meditate on those four candles igniting a beautiful dome of crystalline energy. And I'm smiling because I'm seeing you transform into this beautiful healing goddess. And you've got rings on every finger of these beautiful jewels. And you've got this beautiful golden crown on. And your partner is, the two of you are holding hands. And I'm seeing you floating in the middle of this circle. And you're spinning, spinning, spinning. And all the energy, it's like a crack of lightning. The energy clears, but you ignite, and it ignites within you this next phase of your divine life. And also, Angel, your feet. You need to be paying really careful attention to your feet, especially the central bottom of your feet. You're taking in energy there that is not yours. So make sure that every day when you wake up, take a moment, hold your feet. Take one finger and do like a spiral in the center of each foot and just say, thank you. Thank you, beloved one, for the feet that allow me to walk. Thank you for this gift of being on this planet now. Thank you for the gift of allowing me to become the full presence healing queen that I am. Casey, I bow before you, my love. Thank you for calling today.
Wow. Thank you so much. That was awesome. I'm so blown away. Don't even know what to say right now.
We're blown away being in
box and all my gifts. Is this related to that?
Indeed. Indeed.
So many blessings.
Many
beloved.
Blessings, Angel. I'm glad we could sneak you in. Namaste.
Yes. Namaste. Blessings to you both. Thank you again.
Thank you, sweetheart. Woo, Sri, that was amazing.
Well, it is. And it's. I want to just add a footnote for our listeners that when we sit and claim a sacred space, and is not every space you're in sacred? Is not your home sacred?
Exactly.
Is not the back porch sacred? You know, and even your car. The key is to claim the sacredness of that space. And that is done through consciousness. It's done through energy, and it's done through ritual. And that the ritual evokes an ancient preconscious or unconscious memory in your DNA mm-hmm. of the times when your priest or priestess was more in the forefront. And one of the values of ritual is that it puts you in that zone of connectivity to a legacy of healing, a legacy of spirit.
And remember, if you suspect that someone is remote viewing you, if you suspect you've got some funkadelic energy coming in around you, you have the power. Consider it a gift. Instead of being afraid or angry, why not say, hey, wait a minute, thank you for showing up to remind me how amazingly powerful I am.
And I will pay attention and I'll clean my space.
Exactly. It's that easy, guys. Believe it or not, it's really that easy and you can do it.
And we can help you learn this and more when you join us at the end of September for Transforming Toxicity, a 3-weekend telejourney. It's a wonderful time for you to just sit down on a Saturday and get filled, charged, and ignited
exactly.
in a way that is healthy, inspiring, and certainly in a way that's contrary to all of the goopy, soupy stuff going on in the outer world.
You know, you can call into the workshop. You can Skype in. Hey, you can not even show up at all and just wait to get the audio and the workbooks. That's cool, too. But it's a Shakti exchange of only $33 for all 3 classes. And if you need 2 payments, you can do that, too, because what we care about is that you're there. It's an important time to make a difference on the planet, and you are the one who can do it, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. We are so blessed and so honored that you have given us the gift of your time this week.
And beloved ones, as you breathe deeply and feel your heart relax and breathe deeply again and just do it because it's fun.
Because you can.
In that moment, we begin to remember how beautiful we are. And beloveds, until we have the joy of connecting with you live again next week, may you know that all is truly well.
Namaste. Namaste.